ABC Radio Australia.
First and foremost thing is to realise that we're playing a quality football team just because we're in Papua New Guinea. The boys don't read about it very much. But this team's got a lot of good players in it, and we need to.
Yeah, and I do have a soft spot for Papua New Guinea too.
People are so friendly, they love their rugby league so much here, it's just it's a bit overwhelming. And my problem is they all think they know me. See me on TV and they just think I'm a personal friend. It's nice. We lost a number of players with injuries, a couple have gone home, and they're all outside backs. We've lost three actually.
Kumu's forward Luke Page, he talk all Great Britain, he got all big forward pack, so all Kumu's, he need long strong in defence, one time line speed.
Yeah, we just got to sort of get up in their face, we've got to have good line speed. They're obviously much bigger than us, so if we sort of take their metres off them and they can't get that momentum through the ruck and they won't get it over us, so yeah, we'll definitely work on that. There's obviously individual brilliance because of, you know, they sort of get on the back of our hard work. So Adene Gebbi played unreal last week. So, you know, a quick play of the ball for him sort of got him that break and he scored that try. So it is a team effort for everyone to perform well. So if everyone does their job, we'll get the win.
Alongside long old PNG Orchids, coach Bagilo Solien, he talk all girls, he need long straight him sampler mistake where Oli been loose long end last week. Now by Oli ready.
Yeah, our squad's pretty new. We've recruited a lot of girls between the ages of 19 and 21, so we didn't expect just to, you know, have our first game and have it the way we wanted to. Good learning curve for us. We were guilty a bit of ball security and stuff like that. Little errors that led to handover ball position, which actually cost us in the end. The thing that I was happy about is the girls competed till the last minute. They never gave up.
Orchids captain Elsie Albert, he took all girls, he been trained long fixing all this play mistake blong last week. Now, and he took Hamamas too long all Great Britain Lioness, he been go play long PNG. Now, by Emmy encouraging more Mary Rugby League player long PNG. Elsie, he been story one time newsman Melvin Levongo.
What me play line him, me play been too slow off the rack, and defense side do me play. Lily one when something me play need lo fix him lem. I must lose him line do me play go over lo line lo nara play this like and so we've been working on that. Play work on that and yeah, hopefully me play get this right this afternoon training. Looking forward to the game.
Esta, I'm captain. How you feeling lo leading more girls lo this la 2+ series games eh?
I feel proud. Me feeling proud of me yet because this is my second year into playing and to be named as the captain, and it's a proud moment for me and me and Momas.
Long game on Sunday. One focus for you, especially by playing in front of a full house crowd or some NFS.
Main focus for me play ball possession. Me play need to get more ball possessions. All in ball plenty. Minimize some drop balls and yeah.
Final one. You think one of lo some rugby team don't marry inside of PNG where you first to meet other kids come now England, Great Britain or girls come.
Since Mbla been inserting Orchids into the picture, low rugby league women's cup, even got big play increase low number of females outside low Mosby now all over the country. So since Mbla been inserting Orchids go inside now, the number of females outside all over the country, I'm tripled. So like from 300, now I'm going to have 1,600, 1,800 females playing outside and also in Port Moresby. So for Women's Rugby League, putting Orchids inside Loanime, big play boost. So I'm planting all meriting or someone now, we play a future of rugby. So yeah, it has been good.
The Great Britain Lioness captain Emily Raji talk only expecting strong challenge long all Orchids girls. Now Emily talk Hamamas too long good play hospitality only been kissing long Port Moresby na long Goroka.
There'll be a couple of girls who've maybe not come up against Papua New Guinea before, and that'll be a challenge for them. And obviously with the addition of the heat, I think that's going to add to how tough the game's going to be for us. But yeah, we're expecting another real tough challenge in the game. As a whole, it's been a really enjoyable experience, and the people in Port Moresby and in Goroka have been really supportive of us, and it's great to see the passion in Papua New Guinea for rugby league and for women's rugby league. So hopefully there'll be a big crowd for both games on Saturday.
Great Britain Lioness captain Emily Raji finishing this report. Na big pla talk thank you. We go long Melvin Levin go long all interview na recording long this pla report.